Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What's good, Internet? Welcome back to Waypoint's end-of-year celebration for 2018. For the next couple of weeks, or the past couple of weeks, I don't know when this one is going to show up. I knew when the last one we recorded was going to show up. Who knows when this one is? For this current holiday festive period of our lives, we are going down and talking about all of our favorite games from the year. Some of those we're talking one game at a time because a lot of us really loved it. And some of those we're doing little one-on-one interviews about our personal top 10 list to make sure those smaller games don't get missed. Today we have a very special game that makes it onto my list, I think, almost entirely. It's right on the edge, but I think it's going to make it on almost entirely on the strength of a few super good sessions. And I'm here to talk about that game, Sea of Thieves, with Natalie Watson.
Ahoy!
Rob Zachney.
Hello, hello.
And wait, I see a ship on the horizon.
Ark! I'm coming aboard ye ship, mateys. I'm Erodius Maximus.
That's a different person. You can't just take that person's identity. That is the voice of Danica Harry.
As a pirate.
Well, you sailed away from the island of Waypoint 6 months ago now to become a full-time pirate. How has life been treating you?
Life's fine. You know, it's chilling. I'm in LA. The weather's much different than it is there. Yeah, the home of pirates. I'm LA Rob now. That's
somebody has to assume the responsibility.
The mantle. Yeah.
Yes.
We knew we could not talk about Sea of Thieves without you here, Danica, so thank you so much for coming through. We should start by just setting the stage a little bit. Sea of Thieves was a game that I think many of us saw at E3s and saw the trailers of it, and we're like, okay, cool. Like the water looks great. The sun looks cool. Like this boat seems dope. What do I do in this game? That was one of those questions that came up again and again, sort of like the way it came up before No Man's Sky came out, sort of like the way it came up before Destiny came out. And there's all sorts of ways that question, what do I do in this game, can end up being answered. And I think for me, as someone who played one of the betas, I was like, okay, and I played it at E3, I was like, okay, cool. Like the core interaction of this game is just fun. Like I remember I did a session at E3, two E3s ago now, and I was playing with Justin and Griffin McElroy,
and we Patrick. Just had so much. I was there for that.
We had a fourth rando. Patrick was Patrick was in a different group. Okay. Sadly, I would have loved for that to have been the full crew. Okay. We had a rando, and that was part of the thing, though. It was like, even with someone I'd never played with before, we had a good time just because it was so expressive, and it was like so much cool stuff was happening. But I still left going like, what am I going to do in this game? And you know, it was one of those things where I knew Rare knew how to make really inventive and cartoonish and fun games, but they often felt like things that were a little bit directionless for me. And so I was really curious when this game came out, or when it would eventually come out, if it would have something for me. Did you have any preconceived notions going into this game, or any idea of like, okay, I think this is a thing I'm going to like, or I think this is going to be a thing I'm not going to like? Let's start with you, Danica, because I know you maybe like it the most out of all of us. And I'm curious, like in the lead up, did you know you would like this game?
No, because it was like my first experience with it was at E3, where it was like you guys went to a press appointment and then Griffin and Justin happened to be there, so I got to see a really fun experience unfold. Mm-hmm. But for me, I was like, I just didn't know what it was. Like, you guys were just running around, you had maps, puking, eating bananas. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know what it was going to be besides another, like, multiplayer experience, which I guess is a plus for me in general. But, yeah, I didn't know.
Rob and Natalie, I'm curious for you two. Like, do you have any history with Rare? Do you have any history with pirates? Did any of those expectations? I mean, Rob, your answer is yes, you do.
Well, you not personal experience. You know what I mean. Not like, okay, but I'm not saying like, yeah, I swabbed the deck for Bluebeard back in the day.
And you were like immediately throwing around terminology that none of us had ever fucking heard before.
Oh, but weirdly, no, that's because of my familiarity with the Aubrey Maturin series and the Age of Sail. But those are navies. Those are proper ships of war. Those are not pirates. Okay. Quite the opposite, really. Those are adventurers, men of honor. You know, following a code and the maritime law, the law of the sea, and the fine traditions of the Royal Navy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm. Did that color your expectations at all?
It did, because I expected to disapprove of the kind of Falderall that we would get up to in the Sea of Thieves. But also, it was one of those things, like, to this day, I'm still not sure, is Sea of Thieves... For me, on like the macro scale, I'm still not sure. Like you, I'm in that boat of there are a few great memories. Like the highs of that game have been so high. There's so many little details about it that I love. Wow. That like I kind of adore the game despite not ever really having gotten over my initial reservation of it's a very pretty game. It's fun to like sail around in your ship. But also it's a game that the last time I played it, at least, was very much kind of a... It was a small loop, right? It was a small loop in a great big world, is how I'd put it. You do the same stuff over and over, and you do the same stuff in lots of different but very similar places. So I was skeptical.
We will definitely wrap back around to what's changed about that game a little bit later, and what some of the new stuff is, because I'm definitely curious. I know Danica has kept up with it in a big way. Natalie, the first time you played this game, what were your expectations, and like how was your very first experience on the seven seas? There aren't seven. How many seas are there?
How was your captain? How was your? Just want to ask how the captain was.
Oh wow!
The captain was a leader, and I couldn't have done it without my captain.
Wow! Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What exactly could you not have done in this scenario? What was the thing you couldn't have done?
Eaten bananas. Grabbed.
Sailed.
Okay.
Could not have eaten bananas without my captain.
Your captain. I have to ask permission from my captain. 69420.
I just want everyone to know that I tried to type in Rare into my Google so I could see what games they've made, and instead I typed in RAR twice. So I'm.
You know, you gotta be true to yourself. Yeah,
they've made probably some of your favorite platforming, like 3D platforming games.
They made one of my favorite games of all time, which is Viva Pinata.
They did.
An excellent, excellent simulation game where you raise pinatas in a farm.
Should we talk about that just a little bit? Yeah. I think one of the first things that really works for me with Sea of Thieves, I think something that makes it stand out, there are now a lot of people trying to hop on this bandwagon. There's a lot of people trying to be a jolly boat in the wake of Sea of Thieves. But I think one of the things that kind of really caught me about this game is it has a visual style that's not like realistic, but it is sublime and evocative and sometimes haunting in ways that like kept me coming back way after sometimes I'd be getting a little fed up.
Awesome. Yeah, you spent like an hour in the character creator the first time we streamed.
Oh my god, I remember that.
I did. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get up and stream Sea of Thieves dropped today. And then I spent 90 minutes or something ridiculous rolling new characters, because one of the things that this game does is this was maybe my first impression of the full release, is you sit down to make your character and you just kind of roll dice. You kind of get a rotary of characters to move through a carousel, and you can say like, oh, I kind of like this one, and you can like favorite it, you can tab it, and it'll lock it in place. But as you roll around, as you go around, you're basically just getting new characters over and over again. And they all look dope. They all look really cool. Like there is a pretty big range of body types, you know, hair color, skin color options, scars, everything you want on a pirate. There's a huge range of incredibly diverse. And as Rob said, like really evocative pirates. Like the art design in this game is cartoonish, but it is it isn't just a boilerplate. It isn't like you hit the cartoonish like drop down box. They're like, ah, give me a cartoonish video game. It has a very distinct style. The characters' proportions are very interesting. The way the lighting works in this game is very interesting. But you can't make your own character. At least you couldn't when I was playing. And so there
you
was a
still
degree...
cannot. You okay. still cannot. Yeah.
I kind of like it because it means, and I wrote about this at the time, I kind of like it because it means that you're probably going to end up with a more diverse looking set of pirates than you would if people could just hit like 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Mm-hmm. Give me the good nose, give me the good hair, give me the good face. Because that is what people will do. And because of the way, you know, attractiveness is a culturally produced quality, people will default to that same stuff. And also people are lazy. People will just be like 1-1-1-1-1. That shit happens. And so I like the idea of like, okay, we're just random. And truly, like, there's a huge variance there in a way that a lot of games didn't have it. But also, I kind of wanted to make just like a big, cool black dude. And it was hard to get one of those that looked right for me. I got there eventually. I'm happy with the one I got, so I'm not going to complain at this point about it. But I do think that it makes a really startling first impression. You kind of come into this tavern, and there's someone at the bar, and there's someone playing a song outside, maybe, and you go outside, and there's this huge, like, lush island that has a bunch of shops on it, and you can see the waves in the distance, and all of it is just immediately so striking. I've never seen an ocean look as good. As this game, I've never seen clouds look as good as in Sea of Thieves. It makes such a startling first impression.
The character designs are like so ingrained into my mind now that I'm starting to compare other things to Sea of Thieves. So when we saw the new Dauntless trailer during the Game Awards, it was Dauntless, right? At first, I was like, this looks like Sea of Thieves mixed with Fortnite. I've never played Dauntless. But like the designs themselves, I just immediately gravitated towards, oh, this looks kind of Sea of Thieves-esque, which is cool.
Yeah, totally. I would love things. I would love for this to inspire some new art direction in you know, games that are multiplayer games, but whatever. Play in this space, you know. It doesn't. Not everything has to look ultra-realistic or... all the way to, you know, Sonic's ultra-realistic now, too.
I think the counterpoint is Fortnite, where, like, often when we think of cartoony or heavily stylized, lighthearted-looking aesthetics, we do tend, like, the slider gets pushed all the way to that, like, crusty land, like, type look of the game. And
wait, I didn't hear that. What was it?
Sorry, I cut out for a second. What did you say?
I think things just tended to look they tend to look a little bit like crusty land, Camp Krusty. The whole
I thought you made
screams.
A wait I thought
Sorry,
I heard
I
a
thought,
noise
yeah I heard crusty land but then it cut out. I didn't hear the thing you said after crusty land.
Oh, you mean that's kind of, I think, the how that aesthetic feels. I don't think Sea of Thieves ever goes that far. It skews more in the, you know, sorry to be using such a limited aesthetic vocabulary, but it skews more toward the sort of stylization I associate with your better Pixars in a lot of ways, where there is a stylization and abstraction happening, but there is also an authentic and sincere evocation of something real and something beautiful. And I think that comes through a lot in the environment, and particularly the way, like, weather is suggested. I remember the first time we sailed into a storm, and yes, due to circumstances entirely within my control, we all ended up drowning in that storm. But one of the reasons that we all ended up drowning is because I was so, like, kind of shaken by how extremely quickly this massive tempest brewed up around our ship. And you can stand all the way out there on the on the prow of the ship, on that front spar. I'm not sure what it's called. You should. But yeah.
The bow?
That's the entire front forward section of the ship. But anyway, I sort of involuntarily stepped back when, like, the ship pitched really hard. Your character doesn't, like, fall off the ship. But I was so worried I might be about to that I ended up, like, jumping off the ship in the storm. And then you guys tried to pull a bootleg by just throwing the anchor down while we were under full sail in a massive storm. And I remember that ship made a sound like the sound of a ship's back breaking in that game is amazing. It is thunderous crack. And the first time you hear it, like, you immediately, it's the same way when you hear, like, bad noise from your car.
Oh,
and you just know, like, I don't know what just happened, but this thing's a write-off.
I started scuttling my ship at the end of every single game now because it's, like, it's amazing. It's like,
It is. It totally is. Natalie, we were about to talk about Viva Pinata a little bit, which is like such a different game from Rare in some ways because it's very structured. The numbers go up. You're trying to like make very specific amounts of things. You're trying to breed animals in a very specific. Not that
pinatas. I mean,
pinatas. They're not animals. You're not breeding animals. Rare would never. But there is still a degree of like make your own fun in Viva Pinata, making your own garden and stuff like that. Did you find some of that stuff in Sea of Thieves?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was really looking. I think I saw like a preview of Sea of Thieves, like in their first sort of like, it wasn't Kickstarter, was it? No. So I saw a preview like a really long time ago, and then I signed up for like updates. So I got like all the developer updates throughout like the couple years that they were doing them. But then I missed the beta, and then playing the game for the first time, it definitely felt like you were kind of just like on the open sea and could kind of just like forge your own way. Like there were things that you, like there were paths that were lined out for you that you could take, but predominantly you could just go and explore and like go and see stuff, and that's where like the sort of like happenstance the sort of like happening to run into like other pirates and running into like random sort of like
there's a dog happening. A dog is happening.
You never know what's going to happen on the high seas.
He keeps trying to get his snake, and I put it on my desk, and his snake is too squeaky for podcast time. So
there are also snakes in Sea of Thieves.
Oh, there are good segue.
There are. They're very scary. You get near them, and they poison you.
I mean, so I think that is part of the thing that was like really fun about starting out Sea of Thieves to begin with, was just like, oh shit, there's snakes in this game. Oh shit, this skeleton like takes more damage when it's wet, right? Or like, oh, okay, what, you know, you see like a weird symbol on a wall. Like, what is going on here? Putting together all that stuff and like beginning to understand that there was a little bit more going on under the surface. Though at launch, there kind of was a limit to how much was going on under the surface. And I think so much of the conversation around launch was like, all right, I put in 6 hours and had a good time. And I can't imagine what I would do next, because right now all there is to do is these three types of missions, which were kill skeletons,
yeah,
dig up some treasure,
dig up a chest, and then and do like merchant quests,
which were like the worst ones at launch, at least, because it was like, go get 3 white roosters, like, okay, then what, like, where, how, what, and it was a huge pain in the ass at the beginning of that game. I know that they've changed some of that stuff even very recently, and we'll get there, but like that was definitely a feeling. I definitely left it at first feeling like, oh man, there's something so special at the foundational level here, but it needs to develop into something else.
Yeah, once I kind of figured out that like levels don't actually mean shit in that game, like leveling doesn't actually mean anything in that game, and I stopped just doing the stuff that I didn't enjoy doing, and I just spent more time kind of thinking about, oh, like, do I want to get gold for something specific? Do I want to get into a fight? Do I want to do this? I just had way more fun with that game. Like my first experience, I think it was my first experience, that big long encounter that I had with those kids where we tricked them into thinking we were helping them. I was playing with Nick is next.
Oh, friend of the site. Yeah, subterfuge alum. Nick is next.
Oh God. I played with him and a few others, and we went to do a skull fort, and we tricked some kids on voice chat because they were in party chat, and we heard them saying they were going to come get us. So we tricked them into working together with us, and we ended up beating the skull fort, getting all this treasure, like tons and tons and tons of treasure. And then Nick was like, all right, Danica, fire. And I'm sitting on the ship just like firing cannons at their boat, and I just completely sunk their boat, and we left. And then they chased us. They chased us through this high seas for probably 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, like, this thing, and that was at launch, right? All the stuff that was at launch about is like the skull forts were special islands where there'd be lots of skeletons and lots of treasure. Skeletons are the AI enemies in the game, if people don't know. And like that you were coming into the office and just sharing those stories with us, and I was so jealous because I was like,
I feel like I that's how I got you guys really on board too. Like, we like convinced Rob because I was like, look at this thing that happened.
Totally. And then
Rob was like, betrayal, strategy, boats.
And then, so yeah, like for me, the question ends up being at that point, you know, the game started to get a little bit more, had more content added over time, got some good updates, and we started playing it a little bit more as that stuff started to happen. I'm curious from all of you if you have a standout favorite moment.
Well, I mean, Danica, like, us having that adventure with those kids and killing the Kraken. The Megalodon.
Yeah, the Megalodon.
Yeah, with Herodias Maximus.
With Herodias Maximus, the cute kid who had a couple dogs and who, like, I don't even remember. I need to go watch that video because that video was...
I watch it so much.
It was...
Doing that stream was the highlight of my life.
I definitely watch the highlight of my all the time. Year.
It's why it's on my list. And I think, like, it wasn't, like, it has some great beats in it, which we'll get to. But, like, just the entire us going out there and doing all the precursor parts of the quest.
Right, I forgot about all that stuff.
Yeah, we had to keep the song.
It was a two-day situation. Remember?
Yeah, it was a two-stream, yeah.
That first stream had some fun moments. We were, like, solving a puzzle. We were, like, going and doing all these steps, these lead-up steps. And it was like, okay, like, I really hope this pays off. And then it paid off better than I think any of us could have expected.
Well, yeah. And it leaned into things that I think are really nice about that game. Like, again, why is this so satisfying? I don't know. But playing, like, maritime shanties is fun as hell in that game. Don't know why. It's satisfying. So what does the quest make you do? Gives you a special song. You go to this, like, this particularly deserted island and out-of-the-way island. You get a magical song that will summon the Megalodon. And you have to keep playing it. Somebody has to carry the song. And so you have this, like, almost Destiny Raid light experience. Yes. Like, sort of the cute, like, and I think this is the thing that Sea of Thieves really excels at. It's all the fun of teamwork without the aggro of, like, really hardcore team-oriented games where people will be turning to each other and being like, can you get your shit straight, please?
Yeah.
Can you stop fucking up?
Beg to differ, because I was the song bearer. I was the one that was
we thought you dropped it, remember? We
given
thought
the
that
task
you lost
of
it.
Holding the song on my drums, and it was really stressful.
The scariest shit.
Holding my finger down for like 45 minutes.
We couldn't find the shark.
And also we were recruiting, remember? We were passing by ships, and we were just like, hey, we're going to go get the Megalodon, and we just like got four other ships
we
to come with
we
us.
Had a fleet. It
was
we so
had
cool.
A full
you could
fleet.
Look back from the quarterdeck, like off of our ship, and there was a flotilla of ships following along behind us. You feel like you're in a freaking painting.
We had like the full instance. We had the all the ships on the server at that time pretty much were with us.
It was incredible.
And it was, you know, in some ways, like that moment felt like the promise of the internet. Do you know what I mean? It was like, oh, wow, all of these different people. They sound like they're all different ages.
I know.
Everyone's working together on a thing.
Not a
no
Nazi
one's being
to be found.
Awful.
Zero.
Yeah, no one's being
as
awful.
Far as we kept worrying that one of them would turn out to be a Nazi. And
we got lucky.
Turned out to be a Nazi. I think we got lucky. But, you know, like that moment ended up being, you know, ships of all different sizes, people who clearly had played a little bit, people who played a lot, even on the same ship, like
the
us.
The ship just plowed into the back of another ship,
slowed
down for some reason, and somebody just like full sail just hammered somebody.
Yeah,
just
but then we hear over the game people being like, you need help, you need wood planks, you need this, and like people
so
are like jumping across to help each other. Austin's like trying to jump off our ship to go help another ship, and we're like taking on water. God.
And then we get there, and the Megalodon shows up, and I think we probably
the seas darken. The wind
darken.
Comes up.
Yes, and this thing appears, and it is terrifying.
It was so scary.
It was legitimately so scary. There were other little sharks around, which I did not expect.
Oh yeah,
they were trying to get me when I was swimming around in there. And it was just this amazing, like, remarkable fight against this giant, giant, giant shark. Which sounds so goofy and simple, but because so many things can break in this game, literally, you know, you run out of cannonballs, or you're low on cannonballs, or your ship is starting to take on water, or, you know, you end up facing the wrong way and you can't line up the shot. That whole sequence, it's probably like, what, like a 20, 25 minute, 30 minute fight, just the fight itself, has all of these amazing highs and lows for all of us that it always feels like it's about to slip away. Because it feels like, okay, if we lose the ship, we have to get back out here. And if all of these ships die, like, do we lose the chance to fight the Megalodon? Do we just go get the song again? What happened? But we managed to hold it on. And, like, there are some moments where we get – there's a specific, like, sequence of four shots or so that Rob and I get off towards the end that feels like it all came together perfectly. And all of my – whatever, 15 hours before that in that game, leading up to those moments where we lined up the ship just right, and we like set off the cannons just right, all worth it. Like, all worth it for that 3-second moment. So good.
And then we shared, like, our treasure too, remember? It was like very nice.
Yeah, we all went to the cove and like took pictures in front of the ship.
We just hung out.
Which sank, I think. I think we were scuttling it in the background.
We were scuttling the ship, yeah, for sure. Playing that sad song, the perfect song of 2018.
Also, so this kid, like, really loves working with us. He's enjoying the experience so much, and he's like, what's your gamer tag? What's your ID? So we can play together again. And Danica had to tell him what her had to spell out on stream her throwaway burner Sea of Thieves ass account. She just, like, I'm just gonna, like, the first day we'd streamed weeks earlier, she was like, this, we're gonna do this once, like, fuck it, here's my dumb gamer name. And flash forward to like 2 months later, okay, so here's my name. What was that name again, Danica?
X69420 And he added me, and you know what? He hit me up once. He was like, hi, and I was like, hi, and he was like, what's up? And I was like, Destiny 2, what's up? And he was like, Dark Souls, and I was like, cool, and he was like, cool, and that was it.
Damn.
I
the
love
promise
him.
Of the internet.
It's grow just
up
great.
To be a good, please grow up to be a good one. Please,
I know,
I'm begging
I know,
you.
I know.
We should take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk a little bit about the future of the game, where the game is at now, because I'm super curious about that stuff, and some other stuff. So BRB.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are back, and we are talking more about Sea of Thieves. I guess I should say really quick, are there any other highlight moments from the year of playing this game that we want to shout out before we talk about what's changed?
Well, I will say, I played last night. Austin, I messaged you about this.
You did.
So they're doing like what seems like a kind of a holiday event right now. So you go and you pick up in the tavern, you talk to this guy, and you pick up three different like packages from him, and each package contains like 8 to 10 maps that all have tons of treasure. So my friends and I, we went out and we went treasure hunting, and we went to all these maps, and we had I have a screenshot where we have 17 chests.
I just dropped
Austin
it in.
Posted it in the chat. We have 17 chests, and then we ended up going into a Kraken's lair, and Krakens are like, whatever. I've never lost a ship to a Kraken. So we start fighting
fucking
this Kraken.
Humble brags
how
over here.
How the fuck?
We
Do
start fighting
we...
Kraken. One of us is under the ship. One of us is under repairing. And then apparently the Kraken laid one of its tentacles over the ship, so he couldn't get back under. So I finally get under there thinking that someone's down there. There's no one down there. And by the time I get to the main deck, it's already flooded. And so when I try to patch, I can't. So we just lost our entire ship. And we had been playing. Yeah, we'd been playing for like 2.5-3 hours at that point. And we had so much gold. We had so much treasure and just lost it all.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah. So even though I rage quit after, I was like, I got to scuttle the ship. I got to go. I cannot do this. Even those moments like make this game so special to me, because you're just like doing so much cool stuff, and then a Kraken can come and just destroy you. Just take all of your gold and
which
ruin
is,
your ship.
it's one of those things that's wild because that gold can get you cool things if you've decided you want to save up to get a cool hat or like a tattoo or whatever. But you don't lose anything in the sense of like, you're not losing a character level. You're not like, there's no XP to lose. There's no,
right.
You know, it's not Dark Souls. You didn't lose souls that you were going to use to level up your character in that way. But it still stings in a real way.
Mm-hmm.
Partially because it's like, I worked so hard for this shit and this fucking Kraken took it away, which is really interesting. I guess my question is like, what else is new here? There's a really good website that if you go to seaofnews.net, which is a great
sea of
page.
What?
Seaofnews.net.
Oh, I think you said Sea of Noobs.
Sea of Noobs.
I thought you said Sea of Nudes. So
Seaofnudes.net.
We all hear something. We all hear something.
Maybe we're projecting. You can get a there's a post there that's what's changed since you last played Sea of Thieves that they put up on or it was last updated on November 30th. That literally just has a breakdown of everything that has ever changed in that game chronologically, which is super useful. And it's also just super telling because it straight up starts with like, ships will now respawn outside of visible view that the ship sank them in. So that like when you sink a ship, you don't just see the same ship reappear. But then by the end of it, it's like there's volcanoes now. There's lava and shit.
There are volcanoes.
There are enemy skeleton ships, which is like one of those things we wanted from the very, very, very beginning.
Yeah, so those are cool because those are like, they're ghost ships. So you see a cloud in the sky. So similar to the Skull Forts, you see a skeleton face in the sky and you sail towards it and you know that you're going to go to a Skull Fort. This is like you see a cloud ship in the sky and that's a skeleton ship and they run up on you and you get into a ship fight with them. And they also now, they made it so skeletons can like take gunpowder barrels and follow you and chase you with them and kill you or follow you to your ship. And when a gunpowder barrel goes off, it just like rocks your whole ship. And volcanoes too can totally mess up your ship. Here, I'm gonna post an image in the chat of something that is new to the Ship of the Damned or whatever.
Is that the newest one or one of the newer ones, I'm guessing?
No, the Ship of the Damned is when you die.
Oh, right.
Added this like hell pit and it's all these like,
I love video games.
It's all these hands like you die and it's all these hands like reaching out from under the deck at you. And you can now go up to the captain of this ship and talk to him and ask him like, what is that? And he's like, he's basically like, don't ask and you need to get off this ship as soon as possible. Like your time will come and all this stuff. And it's very, very good. It's very good.
I love all this new stuff. There's also like there's cannonballs actually shake the ship when you get hit by them now.
Yep.
There's stuff here that's like there's stuff that we'd seen some of. I think we'd seen some of the Alliance stuff maybe or some of the like the pennant flag stuff that you could be like, oh hey, we're all together because we're all wearing the same blue
flag. I think
we
tried using that for the Forsaken Shores.
Right.
When we tried to fight the Kraken, which was really hard for us. So I'm really
No, it's not hard. It's hard, but well, now I can say it's hard because it destroyed my ship.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But like
we had like four or five fucking ships, and it was
no,
so
that's the
hard.
Megalodon. That's different. The Kraken is
no,
the
no,
thing
no.
With
the Kraken.
Tentacles.
Yeah.
Did we do the Kraken?
We tried to
we
do the Kraken. Remember, we got killed by the Kraken.
I don't remember.
We sailed for like 3 hours trying to fucking find it. And because it was like a time thing and we couldn't like get time.
I have to rewatch the stream. Thanks for the clarification, Kato. That's Kato, great. I'm glad.
Kato in the chat says, y'all got rocked by the Kraken.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. And I do not think we got rocked by it. The issue was we could never put down the damage to kill it.
Right.
No, we were on the last phase.
Ages.
We're on the last phase.
Were
there's we? Like three phases. We're on the last phase.
No, there's not phases. I don't know.
Up.
I feel like we're.
And
I feel like we're thinking
like,
about different
it was,
things.
It had been like 3 hours, so we weren't gonna go find it again. So,
damn.
The Kraken fucked us up.
How
Speaking
are those
sure. fucked up? I just remember all of you just getting drunk on the ship for like 15 minutes and vomiting on everything.
Oh, you know what's even better about getting drunk on the
that.
Ship?
What?
You can get way more of those like the grog chests now, and they like. The ones that you carry them and they make you like super drunk. There was a day I was playing recently and I got two grog chests and I was just like wasted walking around. Another thing that they started doing, I think a little bit ago, is if the ships, I don't know how they work out like the instances with the servers, but if if there are no more ships left on your server, they'll server bump you into a new instance with a bunch of ships, because we ended up in a situation last night where there was no other ships. We weren't seeing anyone. So
that's really cool.
Did they, have you messed around with the pirate fight or the skeleton pirate like boat fights? Are those good? Like, do they feel fun? Are they like,
I haven't been in one yet. It's like, okay, every time we play, it's like, do we want to go look for them? But I have a group of friends who play every single night and they just get into them like for fun.
Constantly,
just to get loot. Yeah. I will say another thing that happened to me recently was the megalodons. Now they don't all attack you. So we're sailing for like 20 minutes with a megalodon, just like kind of circling our ship and like swimming alongside it. And
no,
it's like whale watching.
Yeah. We didn't shoot it because I felt like if we would have shot it, it would have just attacked, but we were kind of just sitting on the edge of our seats, like all tense, waiting for it to do something, and it didn't.
There's also like different types of cannonballs now, is my understanding.
Yeah, there's special cannonballs. There's they have cannonballs that you shoot at an enemy ship, and it makes it so they can't attack you, I think, for a certain amount of time. And there's other things. There's like,
is it like the specials, cursed chests, but in cannonball form, basically, like, yeah, like weird like passive like debuffs or like weird. Mm-hmm. Things that happen. That's really cool. Yeah. Rob, you keep making faces at the screen that look like I have to play this game again.
Yeah, I mean,
What's up, Rob? We play all the time.
Well, I should play it then. There. I should play it. Last I have to go back. We can be getting into it with skeleton ships, and because like ship to ship combat was some of my favorite shit.
Yep.
I mean, the day they add like chain shot and bar shot and hot shot to this, then I'm basically done. I'm just done.
That's it. You're living Sea of Rob, honestly. Oh, God. Let's talk about the future of this game, because we're in an age where games can have rocky launches and then turn that shit around. I think No Man's Sky is going to be on my list for the third year in a row because I have to be true to myself. And
they keep doing it. They just keep going.
They fucking keep doing it to me, man. They really, truly do. Sean Murray's got to do it to him. And this is a game that I think already in the last 6 months has changed a great deal and has like developed a bunch of new stuff that seems really exciting to me. I want to go back into it for sure. But it feels like I'm curious, how big are the changes that you'd like to see from this game going forward? Like a year from now, do you just want more land masses, more you know, types of enemies to fight, new treasures, new types of missions, new giant monster enemies? Or do you want it to turn into something else in a different genre necessarily, but, you know, a thing where you do care about your ship more. You do get level ups and other stuff like that. How broad do you want the changes to be? Let's start with Natalie, as I haven't heard from you in a little bit.
I think one of the greatest things about Sea of Thieves is the accessibility, no matter where you're coming from. So I don't know if, like, I jumped in with you guys on that second day, and I hadn't done any of the before, like, parts of that quest, and just, like, jumped in and was able to, like, collect the same loot. And I realized that there can be, like, I don't know, disadvantages or, like cons to that. But for the most part, I think that just being able to, like, jump in at any skill level is such an important thing for that game, for, the impromptuness and just, like, feeling like you can kind of just do anything at any time with anyone.
All that DLC is free also, right? All the DLC is free.
Yeah. And I think they should just like keep going, like keep doing what they've been doing. I can't imagine what another game would. It is kind of like a forever game as long as they keep adding, you know, new and interesting stuff that feels like fresh. And I think for the most part, each DLC that's come out has felt different and has felt like, okay, there's something new to engage with. There's like a new mechanic here that we have to figure out, or a new riddle or a new puzzle. So yeah, I'd just like to see more of that.
There's a friend of mine yesterday in one of my my group chats was like, or two of my friends were like, oh, we should all play Sea of Thieves. And I was at work, so I couldn't do that because of being at work. But I had a third friend who was like, oh, I never played before, I probably can't play with y'all. And they were like, no, like, just download it right now. It's on Game Pass. Just hop in. Like, you're not underleveled. You're not. Whereas every time I want to play Destiny with a friend, or every time I want to play anything multiplayer, it's like, well, I fucking can't. Like, yeah, I can do it after I do some homework for the next 2 weeks of trying to get caught up. Or you could be bored and play through old shit with me, I guess. Like, having the ability to just straight up have just an even playing field and jump on board. Like, Natalie, you drummed the drum for us. That was so important. You know, you'd never drummed a drum before in that game.
You've never drummed a drum.
You never drummed a drum until that day.
And you did it.
And then you did it.
Thank you.
Speaking of... Oh, keep going. Did you? Thank you.
No, sorry. I was just saying thank you.
Captain. Thank you. What? Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Captain.
Thank you.
Wow. Really champion.
I found a way. I found a way to segue to the things that I want. Just to you know. Speaking of Destiny, so one of the things that I really want for Sea of Thieves that I think everybody wants is dedicated servers. But I would love to have a little bit more.
Is that so you can RP? Do you want an RP server?
Yeah.
Yeah. XXXX69420.
It's like Wine Mom RP server. Yeah. Everyone RPs as Wine Mom pirates.
Perfect.
No, but I want like Destiny has those I'm still playing Destiny every single day. Destiny has those lost sectors. Those like hidden areas that you find, you go in and you fight some boss and you get some incredible loot. There have been areas in Sea of Thieves that I have found that I have like I've marked the longitude and latitude of that aren't on a map and that are like underwater, and you go in and maybe I showed one of them to you guys. You go and you go underwater and there's like a cave, or maybe I showed them to some other people.
Yeah, I think you showed us one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. I found a bunch of areas in that game that they aren't doing anything with, and maybe they have plans to do something with those games in the future, but I would love, you know, for people to be able to find those areas and like get something from it, like get into this cave and get into like some skeleton battle with, you know, a big skeleton and get some loot or something like that. That would be awesome.
Or like content in those places, right? Like one of the things that No Man's Sky ended up doing that was really cool with one of its expansions was like to basically just like inject a single player campaign with a big story into the world that was already there for the kind of more freeform exploration stuff. I could imagine them telling, not that Sea of Thieves has never had any story elements, but like I could imagine them hiring a really great writer or two to and then like some artists to make those places really cool environmental storytelling locations.
Right. Yeah,
where there's
and then
like
they would,
unique loot that's tied to whatever the story is or whatever. Yeah. You know,
and it wouldn't be hard to like, it wouldn't be like getting into Destiny lore, which right now as someone who is new to Destiny as of Destiny 2, I'm like, I see lore and I just skip it. I don't pay attention to it. But in Sea of Thieves, it's like, this game feels so entry level to me. Like, that sounds bad, but it feels like such a good entry level game for pretty much anybody. Anybody can get into this game and play it. And if there was added, each pirate on the island has like a little bit of story, but
yeah,
there was
but
added
it's not
lore.
Like a whole thing.
Right. I just feel like it would be accessible and entry level for people and would be good.
Tell me about some fucking cool pirates. Tell me a cool, like, sad pirate story. I don't know. That shit's out there.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Rob, what would you like to see added besides chain shot? Grape shot and all the various shot types? I've linked you, by the way, to a list of all the different types of cannonballs, and they seem cool. One of them makes the ship that's hit just drop anchor immediately.
Yeah.
That is brutal. That sounds
that's such
good
an
as hell.
Own.
That's so
like,
tight.
You are owning another ship by doing that.
That's good. True. I don't approve of this helm ball though. Like you should have to cut across the stern of the enemy ship and put shots on the rudder, just like a real captain would.
Isn't that a real naval captain?
That's some red shell nonsense.
Isn't that what a naval captain would do? What a rightful, honorable, whatever the like an armada.
Yeah, would
captain?
A pirate do that?
Pirates wouldn't do that.
A
pirates
Commodore
just,
would.
Yeah, but you're not a Commodore. This isn't Sea of Commodores, my guy. It's Sea of Thieves. It's in the title. Thieves hit you with that helm ball. Thieves hit you with that shit. Thieves
well,
got the master ball. They
I
stole it.
I think the Sea of Thieves needs cops. And I volunteer to be one.
So I invited you to play with us, but I changed the invite. You're no longer invited to play with me.
No!
I think the Sea of Thieves needs upright Imperial officers in lovely coats of dark blue, covered in gold braid, and bicorn hats, just keeping the king or the queen's peace on the high seas and using authentic period-appropriate tactics to sort of keep order and restore the rule of law to the Sea of Thieves. So I think that's maybe that. Wait, what a fun direction that could be, right? Am I right?
I cannot.
I can't believe you snuck in both your desire to be a cop and also the 17th century equivalent of more women drone pilots in a single sentence. Very good.
Fuck. No, I mean, honestly, like, anything that gives me more ship-to-ship combat, and maybe more ship types, like, I would love to get to that point of, like, you know, it, like the Star Wars thing where people are like, oh, I like the A-Wing. Oh, no, man. Like, you know, I know it's slow, but that Y-Wing, it's a freaking tank. I love that shit. Like, a little more of that in this game could be fun. If like, because it is so satisfying sailing these ships. So I think we have not maybe talked about that quite enough here, which is that it's not hard. It's pretty simple, but the amount of teamwork and coordination and the little ways it sort of gives you those wonderful little audio cues for when you're really like playing well, the way the sails sort of snap to full stiffness when they catch the breeze just right.
Yeah,
like all that shit is so good. Give me more ships that give me different ways to express that that texture of experience. That's also for what it's worth, kind of what I dig.
I do get what you mean when you said you wanted there to be cops, in the sense that, Danica, you're back now. I think your connection just came
back. I'm back.
I do get what you mean when you say you want there to be cops, in that
having sorry.
You're good. Check your mic. Your mic seems loud again.
Okay.
Or maybe it's using the wrong mic.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I totally get what you mean when you... I do want to say, Rob, I do get what you mean when you say you want there to be cops, because I think one of the things that has always been weird about this game is like, am I a pirate? What is happening here? What is pirates respond to an economy and take something from it? And that doesn't exist here, right? Like, EVE Online has pirates because it has shipping companies for the pirates to be pirates of, right?
Treasure fleets.
Right. So, like, is that what we want? Is there a situation, like, so one of the things that did just get added was there's a new type of merchant mission where you have, you're given the stuff, the cargo, and you have to protect it on a run from one place to another. And, like, if that becomes ingrained enough, you could imagine there being treasure fleets with, like, an escort ship or something like that. We're like, okay, maybe you get a ship that can hold extra cargo or that gets extra points, but it doesn't have any guns of its own. It has less guns of its own. And so it's, like, that plus an escort ship, and they're doing a run, and the pirates are engaging with that. And then there's also the protection fleet. There's also the armada being called in. Whatever it is. Like, that stuff could be really cool. More – really what I want, though, actually maybe is – or the thing that you're getting at is like more chances to RP, more chances to play a role in that game and be like, okay, I'm just choosing this. I don't have to level up anything. I'm gaining ranks to unlock new cool coats, but like, I want to be in the Navy, like the song says, or I want to be a merchant, or I want to be a pirate, and like a little bit more clear delineation of those things. And I'm not saying it's like a permanent thing. You could be like, I'm going to join a new server and switch sides right now. But it could be cool to have those things a little more clearly delineated, and to have different types of experiences explored, because there is a whole breadth of, like, let me run a fucking tavern. Let me build out an island. You know what I'm saying?
Let me stand on the bowsprit and shout at Danica's ship as she tries to flee and say, I will 100%. Have you hanged.
Exactly.
I just thought of something that would be really, really cool in this game. Like actual pirate towns.
Yes.
Like actual towns where you could do
just
stuff.
Hang out. You could set up shop on each other.
Set up shops.
I'm thinking of Black Sails. Like, I don't know if anyone else has seen Black Sails in this.
I heard it's all right.
Call. Rob, I think you would Black like Sails. It. I'm surprised that you haven't seen it. You should check it out. But yeah, I'm thinking of a big pirate town, and other pirates come in and try to get land, or they try to get whatever, and I'm thinking of a much different
Deadwood.
Game at this point.
that is kind of what my understanding of Black Sails is. Like, Black Sails is like pirate Deadwood.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that seems like possible. It. I mean, there like I could see there being like that HQ island that you like start on being, you know,
Scott Rogowski's there?
Who?
This is...
Yeah, sorry. Listen,
I don't know him.
He's more popular today than he has ever been
I
before.
Know.
And that is wild to me.
Is HQ still big?
Danica made him.
Dog, HQ is still huge. HQ is big in a way.
HQ is still big. I'm also going to say that I got a text message from my property manager that my power is getting shut off in 15 minutes. So just a heads up. For an hour. They're doing like 15. Yeah.
That's it. I live in the dark now.
Hey guys, I'm a huge deadbeat. I just love not paying my utilities. Actually, I've been running an extension cable to my neighbor's apartment. And without power strips, you can basically run a whole house off that.
Oh my god. All right, then we should probably start closing up shop here and getting back onto our own sloops.
Rob's the only one on a sloop because he's a cop.
Oh,
so
true.
He comes in on a sloop. He's by himself in the big sea. There's all these galleons around. He's like, "You're under arrest."
He's a bike cop
by himself, but he has the jacket, so it's fine. He has the coat and the hat, so it's fine.
People respect him a whole bunch.
Right,
nautical Paul Blart.
Yep. Uh huh. Absolutely. Yeah, a little security jacket on. Oh my god, unbelievable. Perfect.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Paul Blart, boat cop.
You don't have to respect me. You do have to respect this uniform and what it stands for. I am the law here, sir, and you can't have a sea of thieves without there being a sea of laws.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got you there. Mm-hmm. Before we let you go, Danica, thank you so much for coming on. Obviously, it's been too long since you've been hanging out with us here at Waypoint. I'm curious, you don't have a list going up on the site this year, but right. What other games have you been enjoying in 2018? What are the other games in your top list? Destiny 2, sounds like.
No, but Destiny 2 came out last year, so it doesn't count.
Gotta be expansion.
Expansions.
Yes, I will say Forsaken is like very, very, very enjoyable. Yoku's Island Express, that Metroidvania Switch pinball game. Sea of Thieves, obviously. Ni No Kuni 2, which I finished finally.
Oh, nice. I have to go back to that. I really enjoyed what I played.
It's so good. It's probably a toss-up between, can I say Yakuza Kiwami 2, even though it's, and Deltarune, which I really, 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 liked.
I am waiting.
Okay.
I'm gonna wait until it's a thing for real, until it hopefully all comes out,
yeah.
So I'll see you in 2022. when Deltarune is real.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, all right, Rob, what is your top 10 list? But this is not the place for that.
Don't do it, Rob.
That is a different podcast, which, as I said at the top, along with these single game podcasts, we're also doing our top 10 interviews between two different members of the staff. Yours will be with Patrick Klepek, so people should go look for that if that's out already. And if it isn't, you know, be patient. You know, you'll get that good podcast love soon. I'm Austin Walker. You can find me on Twitter at Austin_Walker. Where can people find you, Rob Zachney?
At Rob Zachney.
Natalie Watson.
At Natalie Watson.
Danica Harrod.
XXXXX69420XXXXX and also at Danica Harrod.
Do you want to plug anything while you're here?
Watch The Dragon Prince on Netflix.
There you go.
Just finished my second watching.
Did you really?
Oh, really?
Did you rewatch?
Well, I'm Canon saying it, so we watched it again.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
That's
well, I will talk to you offline about MK's thoughts.
That sounds good. As always, thank you to Kato for producing the show. You can find Kato at @A_Kato_appears. And thank you to Mello for giving us a special holiday track, which truly sounds like what if there was a Persona 3 Christmas song? It's very good. You can find out more from Mello at Mello Makes on Twitter, MELLO Makes on Twitter, and 2mellomakes.bandcamp.com. 2 is in the numeral 2. We'll be back with some more of our favorite games later on in this end of the year celebration. We'll see you then. Peace.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.